from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Football Friday, 3 o'clock hour. Going to be a loaded potato of an hour. Lee Sterling is going to join us, make some picks. Very good with his picks last week. So I went 1-2 yesterday.
You had Derrick Henry anytime touchdown, though, didn't you?
In the parlay that I lost.
Damn.
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, you know what? I couldn't bet because I was in Alabama. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah. There you go. You going to bet tonight?
Man. Yes.
Tonight you've got Eagles and Packers in Brazil. Eagles are 2-point favorites. Oh, you know what? I got to read this to you. This is interesting. Go ahead. Do the 305 alarm. I have some interesting facts here.
It's 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And I have a message for Katy Perry. I'll do the dishes twice a day.
Wow, you are getting randy the last couple of days on this show. Huh. Did you see the story? The Katy Perry, it was on the Call Me Daddy, Call Her Daddy podcast. I don't even think it's a podcast anymore. Isn't that Sirius XM now?
Yeah, I just think it's a live show.
That lady, she got 100 million.
100 million. She had Katy Perry on. She had Katy Perry on, who's married to Orlando Bloom.
Johnny Depp?
Definitely not Johnny Depp. Maybe Depp is like Johnny 60 Depp. Years old.
I'm doing 14.
Maybe it is Orlando Bloom. Yeah.
He's a good Orlando Bloom's a good looking dude.
She was married to Russell Brand. Remember?
Huh. Yeah, he's weird. He's weird too.
Insane. But anyway, search Katy Perry. You'll figure out why Jimmy wants to do the dishes. This is interesting. So from the Action Network, you're trying. I literally placed a bet based on what I read here. Okay. The Action Network, we used to have Darren Revelle on from Action Network. Here are some trends or stats going into the Miami Jacksonville game. When the game temperature is 80 degrees or higher, the Dolphins are 48-42 straight up the last 20 years. But 29-14 straight up in that spot since 2016. Tua, again, when the game temperature is 80 degrees or higher, Tua is 15-3 straight up in that spot. And Mike McDaniel is 9-1 straight up.
Okay. I like
so it. The notion, what Action Network had titled that story with was, the quote, it's hard to win in Miami early in the season. It's true. Mm-hmm. The stats bear it out. Here's some others. This is interesting. The 1 p.m. Dolphins home kick theory. They say it's worked lately. 42-23 straight up in the last decade.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How about this? The Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence is 8-17 straight up and 11-14 against the spread on the road. Of the 93 quarterbacks who have made a start since 2021, Lawrence, gambling-wise, is the least profitable quarterback on the road.
I like this.
Trevor Lawrence is the least profitable quarterback to gamble on the road. Miami has not finished a season below 500 against the spread at home since 2015. They are 39-23-3 against the spread since 2016 at home. The Dolphins are the best home team against the spread in that span. Packers come in second. And I started reading those this morning, and I put a bet in on the Dolphins. And I bought it down to -3. It was at 3.5. I bought it down to -3 because the way that it was adding up to me was Jacksonville, not great on the road. Dolphins are excellent at home, especially in the heat. And I do expect Mike McDaniel, because I think he's such a brilliant mind, when you give him an entire offseason to prepare for a first game.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's gonna show you some stuff that's gonna have everyone confused. So I bet I have two bets already in action, both of them double units. Tua over 2.5 yards rushing, and the Dolphins -3 on Sunday.
I put in the Tua, and we put it in a couple of weeks ago. I got that Tua in, but I'm with you. And not knowing how he's gonna use Achan being healthy, how he's gonna use Jonnu Smith now. He's gonna have some stuff they've never seen before. So he's gonna steal some plays and steal some big games just with the shifting and motioning and all the crap. Like you said, I don't think he sleeps. I think he sits up with a dry erase board in his bed all night, drawing up. And that Miami in September thing, I've told the story 100 times with the Broncos that were 12-4 that year. They could not play because they were so damn exhausted. They take their helmet off between plays. It's going to be hot. They're going to be on the wrong side of the field. The sun's going to be beating down on them. Yep. And slowly but surely, they're going to wear down as the game goes on. I'm with all that, and I love the stats that show it.
Let's do headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour, and we'll get to Lee Sterling in the next segment. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Just going back to those stats and what we talked about in the first hour, where the Dolphins seem to be cutting costs a bit, the fat guys, Crowder, as you mentioned, like maybe that's the issue right there, right? Because you can overcome that when temperatures are in your favor. But when you've got to go to Kansas City or you've got to go to Buffalo or wherever, Green Bay on the road Thanksgiving night, like you need your offensive line and your defensive line to produce. Maybe that's where Miami has fallen short when it comes to December and January.
We'll find out.
Yeah. And they're a graceful team. I didn't like the way Tua answered it, but it's true. Like, we don't have a great offensive line, so I'm going to get rid of the ball quicker. We don't have road grade. We don't have guys just going to pick the other guys up and dump them on their head. But why do we need them when we're doing, you know, jet sweeps all the time and everybody's running outside and you got all the speed coming around the corner? Like, do we need four Pro Bowls in the O-line? If I can scheme up something where I don't need those Pro Bowlers, I'm with you. They're not a tough team, a physical team, but I would say half the league isn't a physical team.
The Chiefs did win yesterday. They beat the Ravens to open up the NFL season. The difference was literally a toe.
It was.
That was a hell of a game, man.
Hell of a game. Just felt good to have it on. And just, I don't know. I just love this time of year.
Yep.
Well, we'll do it again tonight, gentlemen, because we have about second day of the NFL season following the first day. I think this is the first time, at least in my lifetime, that this has happened. The Eagles will play the Packers. First game ever for the NFL in Brazil. That's an 8:15 p.m. kickoff. Hopefully it's not delayed like last night was. By the way, that game can be heard right here on WQAM.
If you want to watch it tonight, Peacock only. Peacock. Hmm. The streaming service.
Do I have it?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Do you have Xfinity?
No, he doesn't.
My remote control has a menu button in the middle.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. All right, so yeah, you definitely don't have it. If you had the menu button on the right or the left, yeah. But you sure it's in the middle?
Right in the middle.
Yeah, you don't have it. Oh, tough break.
Next to previous channel.
Oh, forget about it.
I don't know what I have. What do I have, Solana? Xfinity?
No, you have AT&T.
Yeah, there we go.
I've never been to your house. Like, how do I know this and you don't?
I don't know. I think I told you what my Wi-Fi box looks like.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Time's tough.
Who?
You.
I got the big Wi-Fi box, the big one.
You got the AT&T cable, huh?
Is that bad? I got a bundle.
Yeah.
Got my
bundle
phone.
Of crap.
House phone, cable, cell phone.
You have a house phone still? Oh, they got a live one there. Oh, AT&T got a live one over here. Calling a lot of people on your house phone, are you? Yeah.
When it rings, the whole family gets confused. What is that noise?
Speaking of the Dolphins, Jalen Ramsey today, the big news, he did get paid. 3-year extension, $72 million. 55 of that is guaranteed. He has the highest annual average value contract for a cornerback in the NFL.
Hell, well deserved. Didn't even know he was trying to get some more money.
Yeah, I didn't either. But I do think it's well deserved. Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald, he tweeted out, Jalen Ramsey unsure if he will play Sunday because of hamstring. Training staff will be part of the decision. He said the Dolphins have the best training staff and he must trust them. He mentioned 2 games in 5 days as a consideration, and he's obviously pleased with his contract extension.
Which is more of a must win?
It's an interesting question. I mean, Buffalo, obviously, because they're in the division. But, man, I said this about the Hurricanes going into last Saturday, and I feel the same way about the Dolphins. I don't want to have to come on the air Monday and try to explain away a loss to Jacksonville at home. I just don't. Yeah. Not with the Tua contract and the Tyreek contract and the Waddle contract, now the Ramsey contract and the McDaniel extension. Like, I don't want to have to explain it away and say, well, really the important one is Buffalo on Thursday night. Like, it is. Solana, it is Thursday night, Buffalo. There's no question about it. That game can mean something towards the end of the season when it comes to the division. But, man, I want them to handle their business on Sunday in the worst way. I want it to feel like it felt Saturday for the Hurricanes against the Gators.
I'm with you, too. And they're both AFC teams, so they all mean something, all 17.
Yeah.
But I would say Thursday, minus the conference and division, is it's national TV, where all the questions about Tua and the disrespect Tua's been getting and the contracts – I want Tua to go out and throw for 450 against the Bills and shut everybody up.
But if you're entering that game 0-1, then like the questions will be there whether you win or not, right? Like, oh, okay, you beat Buffalo, but you lost to Jacksonville week one at home. So I'm kind of with you, Hawk. Like, make a statement week one, and maybe the narratives are a little bit different no matter what happens on short rest week two.
But Josh Allen, all that being said, if Jalen Ramsey can only play one of those 2 games, I'd rather have him out there for the Buffalo game.
Yeah. And Josh, isn't that Josh Allen the favorite to win the MVP right now? Like, you go out and whoop
he
Josh Allen.
He was on one of the sites, yeah.
Yeah, like Tua goes out and embarrasses Josh Allen. I don't know. I guess I just dislike the Bills.
Yeah, Mahomes was the favorite at plus 450, but Josh Allen is a close second.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, all these Buffalo fans are going to be at Elbow Room, the Elbow Room, Bills Mafia takeover. A bunch of bums.
Isn't Vic a Buffalo fan some crazy reason?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Anyways.
I hadn't even thought about this. Mike White revenge game.
Oh.
He's... Oh, he's not going to touch the field.
Mm.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Hey, Josh, sit down. We need Mike to get a couple snaps.
Never know.
If we see Mike White on Sunday, it either means Dolphins are winning on Thursday. It either means the Dolphins are winning that game by 50 or the Bills are winning that game by 50. Dolphins, Jaguars, 1 p.m. this Sunday. Dolphins, you said 3.5 point or 3 point favorite?
I bought it down to 3, but it was 3.5 when I looked this morning.
3.5. Game Day Uncensored right here at 9 a.m. Here's your college football weekend schedule. Of course, the Hurricanes at home, first home game, hosting FAMU tomorrow at 6 p.m. Speaking of Vic Bermudez.
That wasn't a home game last Saturday? Man, felt like it was. The recruits were there. I mean, that wasn't here.
Huh. Neutral site.
Ooh, me. All those empty seats. I thought that was Miami.
We let y'all hold our stadium for a couple hours.
Pre-game show will begin at 2 p.m. right here on WQAM. FAU hosts Army at 12. FIU, first game at Pitbull Stadium against Central Michigan at 6. UCF at 6:30, hosting Sam Houston. USF at Alabama tomorrow at 7 p.m. And then Crowder's Florida Gators. You get the Swamp back because you're hosting Samford at 7 p.m.
Good luck. Will it be half empty? I don't know how Florida works. Like, is it 90,000 for every game, or you get your ass handed to you by a rival week one? Like, is it half empty for Samford?
No, it's going to be full. It's a party. Yeah.
Right.
Even when we were terrible, we'll still fill it up. Because it's, to y'all's point, it's not just Zaxby's and Gunkery's, but what else are you going to do in Gainesville?
Yeah.
Head down to Orange Lake and look at the catfish swim. Like, go to the game.
The Marlins, they play the Phillies tonight. Game 2 of a 4-game weekend series, 7:10 p.m. I can inject a little heat news into the headlines today. I love it. They guaranteed rookie-scale contracts for Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Nikola Jovic.
Let's go.
Savior.
Going to be here before you know it.
Yeah,
start like end of October?
Well, training camp is October 1st. The Heat are hosting training camp at
Season, though? When's regular season start?
October 26th, I believe, is the opener. 26th or 28th, one of those two.
That's wild.
I said yesterday, I think you were interviewing someone yesterday. The Panthers raised the banner like opening night. It's 30 days away. It's the beginning of October. What's today? September 6th. I think it's, what'd I say? October 7th?
7th or the 5th, maybe?
7th or 8th, something like that.
I'll tell you right now,
like,
the Panthers.
It's going to be like crazy quick is going to be right up on us.
So in a month, we have hockey and a month and a half, we have basketball.
Yep.
Right in the middle of football.
Yep.
October 8th, 7 p.m., Panthers host the Boston Bruins. They got to watch us put Lord Stanley right into the rafters.
That is just literally 1 month away plus 48 hours.
Hmm. 32 days.
People don't say it that way.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Again, 866-954-MORE. Hot day in South Florida, partly cloudy, 85 degrees. That is your weather.
Guy texts in, bought it down to 3.5. Worst gambler ever. No, I bought it down to 3, dummy. Why did I buy it down to 3.5, jackass?
It's the 3.5 now. I hate that little hook.
I know. Well, listen, last night I bought Baltimore up to 3 from 2.5 and had me in a golden spot last night up until, hey, stop growing your feet. You know, who needs feet that big?
The replay's ruining good money, ain't it?
Tell you what, man. I mean, 20 years ago, that's money in the bank, Jack.
I saw
hammers and angles.
I watched, it was, I don't know, it's 4 a.m. somewhere I was at, and they were showing old film of, like, game-winning stuff that was not, if you had replay.
That was not, but there was no, like, you couldn't do anything about it. And even, like, they would show you on TV the replay, but there was no changing a call.
Yes.
And so, like, it was obvious to everyone that both feet were out of bounds or one foot was out of bounds. But that's not the way it was called on the field, and there was no mechanism to change anything.
Playoff games, championships.
Anything.
And it changed the history of time with sports, but it's just nothing they could do.
Pretty crazy. But it's like now it's too cutesy, like the soccer offsides, man, or even hockey. Hockey offsides, like, I mean, the blade, like, it's too much. It's too much.
You got to have
enough already.
Strong balance.
Best decision the NFL made. Keeping the chains on the sideline this season. Because remember in the preseason, they were using the chip technology.
It was weird. It didn't work well, did it?
It did not. It was definitely not foolproof. So the NFL said, hey, 65-year-old retired white guys, you're back on the sideline holding those chains. Let's go.
Plus, you do that, like you do the first down and all that stuff, you know, with a chip in there. Trust me, it's getting hacked by the North Koreans.
Where did we go? Where did we go?
100% getting hacked. You ever see the Tinder swindler? Same thing.
It's always going to be 3rd and 18, no matter what happens.
Whatever Kim Jong-un has his money on, Dad, trust me, they're hacking it.
Talk about officiating. What about this damn Ravens tackle that gets 18 penalties in the first 2 minutes?
What? Missing that, like, I didn't understand that. So you have to be what, like
helmet,
like a digital level, like
your helmet has to break the belt line of the center or something. And it's one of these rules, you know, the start of every season they put in these rules that they're going to crack down on. This one's just dumb.
Why are they cracking down on that particular rule?
It seems like they want more sacks. To be honest, like they want the tackles closer.
It
to
seems
the guards.
So arbitrary.
It like, was. It was silly.
I don't understand what the ref was seeing. That, like, I was like, everybody looks like they're on the line to me.
Because you watch football your whole life. Yes, that's how it used to be played.
They got hacked, man. Lee Sterling is going to join us with some picks in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. And crowd.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. His website is ParamountSports.com. He was 4-1 on this show last week, ooh, or 3-2 if you got the bad FIU line like Solana did. I got FIU plus 24.5. Solana, what'd you get? Plus 22 or something like that?
22.5, which they had. So they had it. They had it until the last second.
Depending on the line you got, Lee was either 4-1 or 3-2, but he joins us now. Hello, Lee.
How are you? I had actually 24. That was... That should have been the lead bad beat on ESPN, correct?
That was rough, man. Solana could not believe the end of that game. And I didn't have to sweat it out because I had the 24.5. Right. And I think it even closed at 25.5.
Closed at 26, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, let's get some winners for this week. I want to start with tonight's game because I think a lot of us will sit down on this Friday night, watch little Eagles-Packers from Brazil. Last I saw, Eagles are 2-point favorites. Do you have a play?
Well, for the last couple years, or at least for the last decade, they must not like the football fans in London because they've been stuck with the Jags every year. The Brazil crowd, they're going to get the Packers in Philadelphia. We've never had a start to the season like this. I love this matchup here. Jordan Love, one of the hottest quarterbacks down the stretch. Green Bay scored 33 or more points in 3 of the last 5 games. The Eagles, I think they're going to be good if they can withstand the first couple weeks and be 2-1. But they have multiple new defensive starters here. No Jason Kelce at center. Might take, the offensive line a little bit of time to come together. Love Green Bay's new defensive coordinator, Jeff Haley. Not so in love with Philadelphia's new offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore. Never loved his play calling. I just don't think he's able to get his team into rhythm too much. And his plays don't set up other plays. Every play should have a meaning. Even if it's a dive, you're going to set up something later in the game or another game off that play. So just don't think he has a real good feel there. Tough game, but I tend to go with Green Bay here. I think Green Bay wins this game 30-24.
All right.
Yep.
My wife's not going to be happy that I'm rooting against her Eagles, but I have to go where the money is.
Did you have Baltimore last night?
So I had the Ravens. I bought it up to 3.
Wow.
And if they score that touchdown and go for 2, like I'm good. If they convert, don't convert, doesn't matter. I win. And yep. I did have Patrick Mahomes to throw an interception, so I won that bet. And then I had a 3-team parlay. I won the first 2 legs and the third leg was Mahomes rushing over 20.5 yards. The guy doesn't scramble. The guy stinks.
No.
He doesn't.
He looks upfield now.
Yeah. Yeah. How about looking upfield and then using your legs, jackass? All right. How about the Dolphins game on Sunday? Yep. Dolphins are 3.5-point favorites hosting the Jags.
Okay. We're all Dolphins fans here, and they have done really well early in the season. 15-3. Straight up,
I can see where you're going with this. Don't do this, Lee.
12-6 against the spread as a home favorite the last 3 seasons. Heat and humidity usually do a number on opponents, but North Florida Heat this time of year, pretty close to South Florida Heat. I like the addition of Gabe Davis from the Bills, Devin Duvernay from the Ravens, and believe it or not, Mac Jones might play a part in this game. I think he might help Trevor Lawrence prepare for the Dolphins because he's seen him at least twice a year for the last couple of years. So I think the Dolphins are a little beat up on the offensive line, still not quite there at the center in both guard positions. Cornerback position, with Ramsey maybe not playing. I'm not betting the game. I am not betting the game.
All right, fair enough.
Hey,
you're not picking Jacksonville, but
I'm
not
Mark Hockman. I don't need to play every game. You don't need to play this game, Mark. All right?
No, that's impossible, Lee. Now you're just talking silly.
It's ridiculous.
As an opinion play, I think Jacksonville wins 27-24.
How about the Hurricanes? Yep. Hurricanes, there's not many lines available for this game. You said you found one, though. Canes, what, 45.5-point favorite over FAMU? Right.
Loved Miami. I was all last week thinking, what am I missing? It was like when Miami played Nebraska in the national championship 2001 season. Like, how can this team beat us? And I just felt that sure about it. It was my second biggest play after Nebraska. Don't normally go with Miami the last couple years. I felt this team was turning the corner, and they certainly did. I just think they have a lot of depth, and I think the guys behind them, even the backup quarterbacks, backup running backs, look good. Our pass rush, I love the way he was bringing in four guys, the best four pass rushers, to get after the quarterback on second long and third and long. I think this team has really progressed here. I don't think they're going to have many real bad games where they're just looking ahead and don't perform well. I think Miami wins this game 68-3.
All right. And they could have won the game last Saturday, 68-3, if they really wanted to.
I'm not arguing either.
But Crowder thought he was done with Canes Gators talk by the time we got to Friday, so I'm not even gonna bring it up. With
this might go on for the rest of the season, right?
It was fun as hell, wasn't it? It was
put
fun
as damn
hell.
Graham Mertz. Never mind.
But sometimes here's a feather and what happened to be a horrible day. You might have found a quarterback with Graham Mertz having the concussion. Likewise, this kid, if he plays and he's that good, and I still think Billy Napier is going to get fired, but a lot of kids, I think, if he's that good, are going to want to play with this kid. So, you know, sometimes you lose a game, but you find a superstar.
There you go, little rainbow, pot of gold at the end of the sour rainbow, Crowder.
Nicer than what Hawk and Gino Toretta were doing to me all week. Goodness gracious.
All right, finally, Monday Night Football, that's a great matchup. 49ers and the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, and we got our first look at the Jets. Maybe it'll last longer than four plays this time. You have a play on this game? Niners are 4-point favorites over the Jets.
You know, I think the Jets are the right side. Williams is their left tackle for San Francisco. He might be one of only two or three linemen. When he plays, he can move the line a half a point or a point. He is that good. But I think that this Jets team with Breece Hall might be the best running back in the NFL. He not only can break a 70-80-yarder. He's really good in short yardage. Garrett Wilson's almost unguardable. Kyle Shanahan, I respect him and his play calling, his offensive schemes and the talent there. But, you know, teams that lose the Super Bowl early in the season tend to struggle here. I do not like the Jets at all. I think the Jets will pull off the win. Wrong team favorite, 27-24.
All right. There you go. Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow Lee on Twitter at Paramount Sports. He likes Green Bay getting the points tonight. I don't want to tell you what he thinks about the Dolphins game, but he's not betting it, so you don't have to bet it. He does like the Canes laying a ton of points tomorrow against FAMU, and he likes the Jets getting the points Monday night from San Francisco. Have
and
a great
also,
weekend, Lee.
You know what, Mark? One of my employees, he went out. You ever had one of those tags taken off your body or little tiny moles?
Oh, like a skin tag?
Yeah, a skin tag.
Yeah.
What does it take? How long does it take to get one of those taken off? 20, 30
about
minutes?
I was going to say about 4 seconds.
Right. So he had to go up your way to get it taken off. All right, his name is Joe. He left at 9 this morning. He just called me that he's on his way back. He had to get one skin tag and one tiny mole. So, Joe, if you come back, your Chinese food may not still be here. So, I mean, this guy is worse than Solana and Jimmy.
Whoa. Why am I taking shrapnel? What just happened
Solana's
there?
Solana's the skin tag
what
of the
hell?
Six and a half hours, and he's still not back.
See you, Lee.
All right. Take
come
care,
on.
Guys.
Hustle, Joe. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. In the 4 o'clock hour, not only will we give you headlines, but later on in the 4 o'clock hour, Solana's dad will join us to make his picks for some football games this weekend. So don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.